23. Nathan. Nathan remained fixed on the tank as it rolled past the dead Jaxcluth and up the ramp to the outside. "Stay sharp, Centurions," he said, following his own advice. The first few seconds of the conflict would be the most important and would set the tone for the escape. If the tank were brought down as soon as it emerged from the building, the survivors would bolt right back to the bunker, and they would die there. He couldn't deny the odds weren't great going outside with the enemy, but they were a hell of a lot better than remaining behind, and personally he would rather suffer a few seconds in the mouth of a Jaxcluth standing up against the Relia than slowly starving to death in a dark cave.
"Here we go, General,"
Hick said, guiding the tank to the top of the ramp. Nathan kept the magnets on his feet activated, holding him in place as the tank accelerated, hitting the top of the ramp and emerging in the street. His HUD updated almost immediately, both because of his improved sensor reception and the sudden influx of data from the parabellum above, which reconnected the moment he cleared the pyramid. Whatever the Axon had done, it seemed limited to the confines of the building. He wanted to send a message to Bennett, but had to put that thought on hold as the tank continued on a forward track directly toward a wall.
"Hicks?"
It was all he had time to say before he drove the tank into the wall, the behemoth punching into it with the armored front and pushing through without slowing. Crumbling mortar bounced off Nathan's armor, and he knelt more to clear the hole without being part of the battering ram.
"Sorry, General,"
Hicks said as they crashed head-on into the side of an empty loading dock.
"This is the best way through."
Nathan didn't answer. He had to trust the ranger knew what he was doing. This was his city, after all. He held on as they charged toward the opposite wall, preparing to break through.
"Bennett, this is Stacker. Do you copy?"
"Copy, General. I trust you're making your move?"
"Affirmative. Prepare to sweep the corridor."
"Moving into position now. ETA 20 seconds.
Roger.
Nathan tucked his shoulder toward the front as the tank hit the next wall, breaking through. He glanced at his HUD, counting orange and red marks. Some of the Jaxcluth were moving away, distracted by something. Hayden, if he had to guess. A couple of red marks were shifting in his general direction. The orange marks remained in position, unaware of the hell that was about to come down on them. So far, so good. The tank went through the opposite wall. One more block and they could cut left into position. At this speed, he figured it would take about 20 seconds. Perfect.
"Rico, sit rep,"
Nathan said. He could see her mark on the HUD and could tap into her camera feed if he wanted to, but sometimes it was easier to get a verbal report.
"On the move, General," Rico replied. "Route is clear. Looks like Sheriff Duke helped us out a little."
Nathan activated her camera feed to confirm it, finding the dead hulk of the Jaxcluth to the left of the garage. Hicks had gone through the area so fast he hadn't noticed it earlier.
"I owe him a beer," Nathan said.
"Probably more than one," Rico replied.
They sped through the street, crushing debris beneath the treads. Nathan saw bodies too, dead civilians, but Hicks didn't slow to get around them. He couldn't afford to, and Nathan appreciated the ranger's resolve. They hit the escape corridor at the perfect time, slowing around the corner just as the parabellum swept in.
"Bennett, remember to conserve power,"
Nathan reminded.
"Roger, General."
The plasma bolts from the parabellum came in a more measured cadence, each one a well-aimed shot at a Jaxcluth. Nathan didn't start spotting them until they finished coming around the corner. Dark mounds hunkered down to fade into the darkness. They were in the streets, on the rooftops, and possibly hiding in buildings, but they began to unfurl as the convoy approached, tentacles stretching out and lifting them. A quick check of the situation grid told Nathan the other Relia in the city were converging on their position, giving chase to the fleeing group.
"Not too fast, General," Rico said. "A lot of these people are on foot."
And they were slower than the Jaxcluth. Much slower.
"We'll try to lead them away," Nathan said. "Hang back as best you can. Hicks, slow us down."
"Roger,"
Hicks replied. The tank slowed.
"Fire at will,"
Nathan said, standing to full height and raising his rifle. He found the nearest target, lined up his shot, and took it. Rounds screamed down the street, cutting into the Jaxcluth, which groaned in response. The tank shuddered beneath Nathan's feet, firing its first shell. The force would have knocked him off the turret if not for his magnetic grips.
He heard the whine of the round and then watched one of the Jacksgluth down the street practically explode, killed with one shot. He was tempted to get excited.
Hicks, how many of those rounds do we have?
10 more, Hicks replied. Not enough. Not nearly enough. The Parabellum went overhead and banked to come back around. The APC started shooting behind them, targeting the Relia at their backs. The tank accelerated again, trying to time the distraction against the arrival of enemy reinforcements. The turret fired again, spewing fire from its end as the projectile hit a second Jacksgluth and detonated, killing the creature at once. If this were the beginning of the war, back when the planet's militaries were at full strength, they might have been able to repel this kind of invasion. Not now. Not when everything was already in such bad shape and the people were stressed to such extremes. Nathan opened fire again, careful with his shots to conserve ammunition. He wasn't trying to kill his targets, only get their attention, and keep them coming. A dark shape dropped toward him from the rooftops, a medium-sized Jacksgluth leaping at the tank from above. Nathan leaned back, letting himself fall onto the turret and aiming upward. He held the trigger, sending rounds tearing through the creature on its way down. It wasn't enough. He turned off the magnets, throwing himself out of the way as the creature hit the tank. It didn't go for him. Instead, wrapping its tentacles around the turret and trying to tear it off or bend it in half. Nathan didn't give it a chance. As he jumped to his feet, tentacles reached out for him. His quick bursts of fire tore them from the creature. Its central mass turned toward him, mouth opening in threat. He shoved his rifle into it, letting the Relia bite down on his armor as he shredded it from the inside out. Kicking the corpse off the front, it was promptly run over.
It looks like it's working, General, Rico said. They're tracking you and the APC.
Nathan checked the grid. The marks were beginning to shift forward, clearing the path for the civilians.
Get them on the move, Nathan said.
Roger, Rico replied. Nathan looked ahead just in time for the tank to vaporize another target. The machine's ferocity seemed to be making the Jacksgluth angry, seizing their attention and making it the primary objective. Good.
Hicks, more speed, Nathan said.
Now that they were following, he wanted to get the Jacksgluth as far from the survivors as he could. The tank sped up more, barely getting past a Jacksgluth that came out from one of the alleys. Its tentacles slapped down on the back of the tank, and then it groaned as the APC tore into it, ripping it apart with its large rounds. They crossed 8 blocks, making it to the perimeter wall. The crushed vehicles had been toppled, their scrap metal bodies thrown about the area. The armored vehicles that served as gates were thrown effortlessly to the side, the whole thing like an easily opened can. The exit was dead ahead, but they would be the last ones to leave. They slowed, turning down the street to the right. The turret moved independently, carrying Nathan the other way while it blasted a Jacksgluth on the other side before it could reach them. He had a good view of the corridor from his mount. The APC was 50 meters back with a wall of tentacles behind it, nearly a dozen Jacksgluth chasing it. He couldn't see Rico and the others through the aliens, but he could picture them, advancing slowly and preparing to make a break for it.
Hicks, around the corner and over a few blocks. We'll make our stand, and then...
He stopped talking when he noticed the Jacksgluth behind them stop moving. All at once, their front tentacles lifted and stretched backward, and they flipped themselves over to head in the opposite direction.
General, incoming, Hicks shouted. What?
Nathan spun to the left as the armored mod box the Axon had taken rushed at them from the side. He sprinted toward the car, aiming his rifle at it to stop it before it could escape. His finger tightened on the trigger. A blue glow emanated from inside the car, and then it flashed out, the energy beam blasting through the windshield and hitting him in the chest. Everything went dark,